This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Axe and Crown. I'm Eli, creator of Alba Salix Royal Physician, which was our first show, and perhaps you're wondering why there's a second show on this here same podcast feed. Or maybe you just saw episode 101 of something and decided to start here. Alba Salix is our first show, and I guess you could call it our flagship show, a fantasy hospital sitcom about a witch and her two slightly less than helpful assistants trying to solve the ills of a little fairy tale kingdom. This here is the Axe and Crown, our first spinoff, and it's set in the same world, actually across the river in the bad part of town, as it were, except that the bad part of town is changing fast. It's a slightly different format. There's shorter episodes, but there's more of them, and we love the world and the characters just as much. We hope you do too. So pull up a bar stool and enjoy episode 1 of The Axe and Crown.
Men! Ladies! Strange thing in the corner. Tomorrow we go into battle, side by side, as brothers and sisters and things in the corner. Humans and trolls alike. Some might say we're just a bunch of sorry-ass losers defending one humble little shack down by the river. But it's more than that. This tavern is home!
Yeah!
Tomorrow morning, they're gonna be at the front door with their swords and their halberds and their truncheons. But I'll tell you this, they can bring the city guard with them. They can bring every last stinking lawyer from here to hell! They will never! Never take the Axe and Crown! Yeah! And I just want to say... guys, I just want to say... What was I going to say?
Have another drink, Gubbin!
Nah, that wasn't it. But it's a damn good idea.
Yeah, I'll have one too!
Now I remember. I wanted to thank all of you for sticking by me in these difficult times. Serving all of you has been a salve for my wounded heart. When I started coming here, way back when it was old Norina's place, I was not at my best, and Norina, she offered me... Oh, what's that thing? That warm, fuzzy, kind of emotion-y... Kindness.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry,
it's not something man. Trolls are too good at accepting. But she wouldn't say no. At first, it was a place to stay and have a bite to eat, somewhere to have a pint or two with my buddies from the ridge. A while later, it was a job pouring the drinks.
Speaking of drinks!
And since she died, great Eulipa, rest her soul, I've done my best to carry on her good work, providing rest for the wicked, the weary, rest for the wicked, rest for the wicked, and beer for the thirsty.
I'm thirsty!
Ah, you're one of the wicked. No beer for you.
I'm both. Give me a drink.
All right. You're all friends, and friends stand together, unlike certain unfaithful two-timing kitchen staff who shall remain nameless.
Forget him, Gubbin!
Cheating bastard!
Yeah, but us, we stand together. Our enemies would tear down this lovely, homely tavern to build their shiny new block of flats and offices for all the better, finer people of the city, thanks to our landlord.
Kill all the landlords!
Yeah!
Carlton Gerard Esquire, that eminent
profiteering devil humper. Sorry, that's a property developer. So, ladies, gents, thing in the corner, join me in raising one final toast to Mr. Carlton Gerard. May he die of the purple cramps and his teeth be used to scrape poop off the floor of a barn. And with that profound sentiment, I bid you a fond good night.
The Axe and Crown, Episode 1, Last Call.
Who's walking over my bridge?
Hello?
What's that?
Anybody home?
No, there's a guy outside with some papers. Is that him?
Yeah, it's him. They're here, everybody, on your feet. Come on, swords out.
Too bad we don't have any boiling oil.
Yeah, well.
I tell you, Gubbin, if you just let us in the kitchen.
Nobody goes in the kitchen.
I know, just saying.
It's true, though. It would have been nice to have a hot meal here and there while we're on lockdown.
Will you guys shut it?
Anybody there? Your front door seems to be stuck.
Carlton Gerard.
Hey, good morning. Are you Mr. Gubbin?
Carlton Gerard. Prepare to meet thy doom.
No. I'm not Carlton Gerard. I'm his son. My name's Stan. Stanway Gerard. Nice to meet you. Can I come in?
Nice try. Tell all your men to stand down.
Sorry, my men?
Yeah. Where are they hiding?
I don't have any men.
Yeah. That's weird. Where is everybody?
They gotta be hidden somewhere.
So, what do you say?
No. I say no. You run along home and tell your daddy he can go find some other place to knock down.
Yeah, you know, that's very funny.
Tell him the Axe and Crown is staying right where it is.
My father is dead.
He's what?
What did he say?
He died a week ago.
Says who?
Well, he was in all the papers. How did you not hear about it?
We're on lockdown. Nobody gets in or out.
Oh, is that why all these newspapers are piled up on your doorstep?
Don't try anything funny.
See, look. It's right here.
Building boom. Real estate magnate explodes?
Yeah, some kind of magical accident. Apparently he bought some bogus crystal and tried to cast a spell with it.
Royal Doc chalks up pox to magic rocks. Huh, well... That's too bad.
Well, I know he wasn't the most popular person around here.
Ah, we're big fans.
Anyway, long story short, I kind of own your building now.
Is that so?
So, do you want to maybe let me in? And we can talk about our plans for this place?
What is he up to?
It's gotta be some kind of trick. The street looks clear, though. I don't see anyone on the rooftop.
Anyone out back?
Negative!
Hello?
All right, let's open her up.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
No, push the pole!
Hey, everybody. Jeez, That's a pretty big crowd for 9 in the morning.
Stan, right?
That's me.
Stan, I'd like you to meet my loyal patrons and tenants. Everybody, this is the Axe and Crown's new landlord, Stan.
Hi there.
Kill the landlord!
Yeah! So, let's hear all about these plans of yours.
Well, as you probably know, my father's plan was to evict everyone and knock down this building.
No!
But I am not going to do that.
Oh, no?
Yeah, look. I have my guy do up new plans.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Prospect Hotel.
What the hell is this?
See? We keep the original building and extend it. Three more stories on the top with a swimming pool, one of those cool terraces right here.
You think this is going to stay standing?
How do you mean?
That much weight on the foundation, it's going to be another Leaning Tavern of Paramecia.
Another what?
Some duke decided he was going to build the biggest, most amazing hotel in the world. 8 stories, terraces everywhere, cute little mini palm trees on the roof, won all kinds of architecture awards before it was even built. But he put it right on the riverbank on crappy soil.
Ah, and it started leaning?
Yeah. Then it leaned some more, and then, opening night, it tilted right over and fell in the river.
Oh.
Which is exactly what you get if you build this.
Well, couldn't we just, you know, shore it up with shoring? Or like, you know, buttresses?
Who did these plans?
A buddy of mine. He's really good. Studying to be an architect?
Of course. Friggin' architects. No, you can't just shore it up.
Could we maybe lose some of the additional stories?
Yeah. Try all of them.
Really? Well, I guess we can keep the luxury suites on the existing floors.
And where would my tenants go?
Oh, they would just find temporary lodging somewhere else and then move back in.
Same rent as before?
Well, you know, it might go up somewhat.
Look, why here? Why don't you build your fancy hotel downtown where people can afford it?
Look, downtown Granville's getting expensive these days. People are starting to look at places further out, like Mud Street here. What a great street!
Uh-huh. So why don't you tell me what's so great about Mud Street?
It's honest. It's down to earth. You know, it's a place for all the little people.
Little people. So what are we? Pixies now?
No. I don't mean you're actually little. Certainly not you. You big old troll, you.
So just small in the metaphorical sense. Petty. Unimportant.
No.
Never mind. You were talking about Mud Street.
Mud Street. It's a street that's muddy because it's by the river and it's of the river. When it rains, I bet it pretty much is the river.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's like a river. It bends and it flows and it's full of life, just like the way a river is alive with fish and crawdads and bugs.
I get it. So we're not just little, we're actually bugs.
Yeah, no. That's not what I was saying.
You want me to cut him down the middle, bud?
Whoa, hey, no cutting. Say, you guys, this place is what it is because of you. Good, hard-working, honest town folk. Folks with heart and soul and big pointy knives.
Okay, let me ask you again. Isn't there some other neighborhood you can think of to inflict your hotel upon?
Yeah.
Somewhere with solid ground? Somewhere that's not here?
I would, but, well, this is the only property I got.
Give me a break. Your daddy owned half the buildings downtown.
Those went to other members of the family.
Oh, I get it. Poor little Stan. Not exactly the favorite son, huh?
Hey, now, that's not fair.
All right, okay, well, Stan, let me introduce you to some of my good, hard-working, honest regulars. This is Zane. He spent 7 years in prison for assault and robbery.
How you doing?
Fine.
Doc Hankenberg over there, he's what you might call a poison specialist. And I don't mean antidotes. Rosina, well, they got her for conspiracy to murder. Would have hanged her, but she escaped after she slit her executioner's throat.
Oh, well. Wow. Still, you know, that doesn't mean that you're not all good people, you know, just like deep down.
I bet the town guard would beg to differ.
Is everybody here a criminal or a murderer?
Nah. I was just messing with you, kid.
Oh, you guys. You had me going there.
Rosita's a baker. Hank works down at the docks. Zane's got a little flower stall. He sells pansies.
That's nice.
But I wouldn't get them mad if I was you.
No, sir.
Some of them live here. Some of them just come by for a pint and a bit of company. I just want you to see their faces. Realize these are real people you're kicking out.
Well, I'm not kicking anybody out.
You think these folks can afford your rent hike?
No, I'm not hiking the rent either. You're right. I was never my parents' favorite. I was no good at business. I was no good at selling things or bargaining. And that's why they left everything to my sister. So you guys, you, all of you in here, you should count yourselves lucky. You're standing up for each other. You're more of a family to each other than I ever had growing up. I think you are good people. With a hilarious sense of humor. I can't just go and kick you guys out. So the heck with these plans. The redevelopment is hereby canceled.
Hey, we got your word on that.
Absolutely. The Prospect Hotel is dead. Long live the Axe and Crown.
All right. Good man.
Yeah, put her there. Oh, well, that's a firm handshake.
These people are trusting in you, pal. You go back on your word, and all these good, honest townsfolk, well, they'll tear your face off.
You really mean it?
Of course I mean it.
Woohoo! We're pals now!
Huh? No, I meant...
This is going to be amazing. I always wanted to run a bar.
No, wait a second. I run the bar.
Best inheritance ever. Look at this place. Think of the possibilities for small and tasteful changes. Hey, pal?
Ugh, crap on a stick.
What do you say, folks? First round's on me!
Yeah! The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Recorded in Toronto at Trench Recordings. Sound designed by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish. In June of 2020, an amateur podcaster disappeared from the Carson National Forest while searching for the legendary Thin Treasure.
But he was adamant that he was onto something big. He was obsessed. He showed her some hand-drawn map to a treasure out in northern New Mexico.
The Subjective Truth is part treasure hunt, part paranormal docudrama. Starring Addison Peacock as Graham Anderson.
Back at home, I placed the box on the counter, and I just stared at it for a while. You'd never be able to guess its social impact on the human race by looking at its simplistic design.
UFOs, ghosts, reincarnation, and liars. This is The Subjective Truth. Subscribe now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.